You have two parents and four grandparents all investing in this one child's education. I mean, at the weekend, they're always studying piano and extra maths lessons and going to English classes. Enormous pressure.
One.
At the moment, 74% of primary teachers are women. There is clearly an imbalance. I would say, though, that it isn't just over here. In the last international survey, 84% of primary teachers were women, both in North America and Western Europe.
Two.
It's compulsory in this country to study at least one European language until the end of the third year of secondary school. But some schools are now offering a wider selection of languages, including Arabic and Mandarin.
Three.
We've already had a uniform, but it's fairly informal. It's a sweatshirt and polo shirt. And what we're going to do from September 2007 is it's part of the school's re-imaging. We're introducing shirts, ties and blazers.
Four.
What happens when you give a group of 10-year-olds a noisy computer game and tell them that it's going to play a central part in their school day? Across Scotland, computer games are increasingly being used in teaching. Sound like a bit too much fun, not a lot of work?
Five.
Do you get a sense of why modern parents still want their daughters educated, at least in an all-female community?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons. The first one is about academic aspirations for their girls.
Six.
There's one particular young woman, Katerina Hovden.
She's done very well indeed. She's got 5 straight A's, which obviously is a very, very pleasing set of results. She's an immensely talented and gifted young lady. She's hardworking. She's all of the things that a good student should be, and she's been a pleasure to teach.
Seven.
We all know, or we're told, that there's an exercise crisis going on for all children. Half of them still spend less than the minimum recommendation of 2 hours a week of PE, and 70% give up all sport when they leave school. But for girls, the picture is even more negative than for boys. Why do they hate PE, and why do they give up on exercise?
Eight.
The problem of bad behaviour in schools is the fault of parents who don't discipline their children before they start. The Education Minister said recently that disruptive behaviour had to be tackled because 45% of teachers leaving the profession say it's one of their main reasons for quitting the job. And it's generally acknowledged that it's a major cause of falling educational standards.
Nine.
A school in Bexley has become the first state school in the country to drop GCSEs in favour of what they call a more challenging exam. Instead of sitting GCSE science, students at Bexley Grammar will take the international version of the exam, which is more like the old O-levels.